against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show, last half hour of this week here on this May 16th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Tristan Cole. He said he didn't have enough time, but we had young people dying here in Antrim County. High school kid was killed who hit a deer, then went off the road, hit a tree, and died. Last month, a five-year-old was killed a month ago in a car crash that took place between Mancelona and Kalkaska. Two young people. Now, the five-year-old, I can tell you, that insurance is dirt cheap. You can actually get a life insurance policy on your young children that is unbelievably cheap. Now, who would ever think that mama packed up the baby in the car, probably in a car seat, 5 years old, whatever, but still was in a bad enough accident that the five-year-old died? I mean, I can't even fathom the amount of pain if the mother lived, the father, the family, the grandparents, aunts and uncles, everybody felt going to that funeral. But had there been a life insurance policy in place, all kinds of things could be made good out of a horrific, bad event for that family. I mean, you hate to think of it that way, folks, but this is the harsh reality of what could happen. I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, driving over to the Antrim County Board of Commissioners meeting, Vicki was already in the building working at the clerk's office. I was going to go over there and absolutely get there early enough so that we could go to dinner and then take her back to the building. She's the clerk. She's the secretary for the commissioners. Well, driving over there to go out to dinner with her, I'm coming to an intersection, and I saw this car approach the stop sign. And it looked like they were going to stop. Slowing down, stop sign, T-bone intersection. So very cautiously, I was approaching the intersection like I do all the time, especially when I'm on my motorcycle. And sure enough, that little voice said, just keep an eye on this car. I don't know if they were talking on a cell phone. I don't know what they were doing. It looked like it was perhaps a younger person driving. And I saw their head turned away from me. They were looking the other way. And sure enough, he started to pull out. Well, I already looked at not only him, but I looked at the oncoming lane to make sure there was no cars coming at me. So as soon as I saw those wheels start to move, I went into the other lane, almost onto the shoulder, to go around this young person. And sure enough, they turned left where I was, but because I was in the other lane and almost on the shoulder, I avoided the collision. You never know. You never know. And the one that really bothers me the most that to this day is former state representative Peter Battaglia. On his motorcycle, riding down to Lansing. Woman pulled right in front of him. He had no way of even stopping. I talked to the police officer that was on the scene later, and he said, Randy, there was no skid marks. He never even hit the brakes on the motorcycle. Horrific accident killed him instantly. You just never know. So if you want the information, just text me TC. I'll have you talk with Tristan, or your young people can talk to him, and get something in place, especially for the young people. Young people have to get this policy started when they're young. It's affordable. It's cheap. And they have so many options for their life going forward. Get these kids insured and protected. Because, again, you just never, never, never know what could happen. I want to wrap up this last segment with a somewhat breaking story out of Lansing that occurred yesterday. I had this one on my radar for this morning, and it was kind of interesting how this is going to be perhaps one of the most interesting cases, seeing whether it goes forward or not. Attorney General Dana Nessel lays out charges on a health center earmark while investigating two others. The Attorney General's office said it found no proof of a former House Speaker Jason Wentworth's aide and his nonprofit, Complete Health Park, who started any work on the proposed Clare County project. Despite the Department of Health and Human Services giving him $9.9 million for it. Instead, David Coker paid now State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare $3.5 million for the land where the park would go and some contractors. However, allegedly, he paid himself $820,000 to oversee the project, which the Attorney General believes went into vehicles that he said was sold. Also, other investments were gold, coins, silver, platinum, and firearm accessories. Well, he was charged with embezzlement just 2 days ago. In all, $25 million was tucked into the final version of fiscal year 2023 budget, which was passed literally in the middle of the night nearly 3 years ago. While questions emerged about the viability of what was being proposed, it wasn't until local Senator Roger Hoke of Union Township, as well as Kuntz, as a then House member-elect, approached the Department of Health and Human Services with concerns about how the process was being handled when investigators started poking around it. Kuntz told the Department of Health and Human Services officials that he had heard rumors of the concerns in the Clare community. Next time he spoke with them, he was told that the Department of Health and Human Services auditors were already on the case. Well, of the $25 million earmark, $9.9 million was paid out by the Department of Health and Human Services. So of the two, the total, the focus is now on the $820,000 that Coker, the former aide, to the speaker received for consulting work over a two-week period, along with other investments that were made. Well, yesterday, Attorney General Dana Nessel said the investigation in Coker's matter is complete with no further charges to come. She said that Kuntz, Wentworth, and Anthony DeMasi, the consultant Coker worked with, all cooperated in the investigation. When asked about Coker cooperating in the investigation, Nessel said, "I mean, he didn't flee the state." Asked if he sat down with an interview with her team, she said, "Everyone is presumed innocent unless convicted in a court of law after proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt." So, again, investigating Republicans. Just stating the facts. Just stating the facts. One of the other things that appears to be happening is in the budget process, the Attorney General's office requesting more money for consumer protection and enforcing crimes of fraud. Attorney General Dana Nessel said that there's been an increase of false identity fraud being perpetrated on seniors. Many seniors are being approached by various celebrities, acting as these celebrities, asking for payments of participation in VIP clubs, even offering jobs to private citizens to work for their tours and music concerts, requiring a payment up front for the privilege to be working with the celebrity. Attorney General Dana Nessel said, "If anybody contacts you appearing to be a celebrity, please contact her office immediately." But she's asking for additional monies to be able to investigate these type of crimes heading forward going into the next fiscal year budget. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at tristancole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being patient with us as we're working through this new technology. Greatly appreciate all the text messages and the interactions, the information back and forth. As always, you can reach me after the show, 231-360-5140. As we're heading into summer, we've got a lot of events coming up, a lot of things happening. Carla Wagner is going to be up here in northern Michigan on Monday. Want to make sure that you guys get that information if you're interested in learning more about axmitax.org is the website, axmitax.org. She's going to start out this coming Monday, the 19th, 10 a.m. She's going to be at the former Straits Land Resorter Newspaper Building, 3636 South Straits Highway in Indian River. It's right there off of I-75, Indian River exit. I believe that's, 310, I believe. You head west towards town is Straits Highway, just north of the light. It'll be on the west side of the road. Then after she's done with that event, she's heading up to Mulligan's Restaurant, 320 North Main Street, Sheboygan, Michigan, downtown Main Street, right across the street from Dr. Gary Willey's office, 1 p.m. She'll be doing another event there at Mulligan's Restaurant. And then after that event, she's going to go join the Presque Isle County Republican Party at their monthly meeting, 6 p.m. in Rogers City. That's going to be at the Lighthouse Restaurant. The address is 377 North 3rd Street. So if you'd like that flyer with these addresses and times, just text me axmitax.org, and you can get this flyer text to you. You can share it with friends, mostly in Indian River, Sheboygan, and Rogers City area on Monday. And then after Monday, she'll be heading back home, I'm sure, driving all over the state. She'll be back Thursday night, May 22nd. She's going to be at the airport in St. Ignace, the Mackinac County Airport, 6:30 to 8:30. One of our listeners, Donna, is hosting her up there at the airport. Thank you, Donna, for doing that. And again, if you guys would like to learn more about it, if you'd like to be involved in helping collect signatures for this effort, She is basically going across the entire state, getting people to take these 10 signatures per page petition sheets, collecting 600,000 signatures until September 30th to put this on the ballot to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Homestead, non-homestead, business property taxes, all of it. Along with the petition sheet is three pages front and back and on the back side of all of the changes that are going to be made to our Michigan state constitution. When we collect these signatures, folks, turn them into the Bureau of Elections, they're certified. This will be on the ballot in November of 2026. The polling on this is through the roof. People are sick and tired of being overtaxed in this state. What this basically does is focuses on local governments being funded first at the local level. Revenue sharing is completely changed, where they're getting money from sales tax and personal income tax and corporate income tax and use tax, tax, everything that they get. Well, it gets changed and it goes to the local communities first. And then what's left over, Lansing gets to spend on the roads, the prisons, and the schools. That's what's in our Constitution that they must fund from Lansing. Right now, it's completely reverse. We all send the money to Lansing. They waste it in these stupid budgets that they propose and pass and sign into law, and then the local municipalities are left with the scraps. This effort puts an end to that. So again, if you want, text me X. I'll send you the flyer where she's going to be this week. I'll also include the website, axmytax.org. Click on volunteer. Put your information in there. You want to be a captain. You want to be a circulator of petitions, whatever you want to do. Or if you even want to donate a little money to help her out to fund this project, just text me X and I'll send you the information. Also, we're only a few dollars away from $3,000 raised in our legal defense fund. If you want to help us keep the show and the radio station on the air, text me legal, and I'll send you the information to the link so you can see the information, check it out, donate what you can. If you can't afford to donate, please share the text with others. We need to raise quite a bit of money to defend ourselves and to keep things moving. All the information is on the website. Again, just text me legal and I'll send you the information. Greatly appreciate you guys for everything. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.